But then you will expect something from the speaker in this situation that the speaker cannot give you. You would expect to be given, to find yourself in something the speaker says. To find yourself in some new information, or to project unto the speaker something that the speaker cannot possibly be. You could say, you are the Messiah. You have lost yourself, and you have made the speaker into a special object that you seek to derive some kind of self-fulfillment from, you, because then you won't stop there. If you say you are the Messiah, the next step will be that you are one of the followers, one of the chosen, one could, and that's great, more ego food, and we're starting all over again. A new religion, 3,000 years later, same place. So, here again, if you have been sitting here not knowing yourself as that, not sensing the aware presence, that is, your entire being is part of that aware presence, then it would have been boring to sit here. What is the speaker? The speaker will, at first he might be a little bit entertaining, but after a little while then the speaker will become no longer, if he isn't the Messiah, then he is no longer interesting to me. He hasn't given me what I was looking for. And then you will go into another experience, wherever, which also will not give you what you were looking for. Although a few experiences will have the appearance as if they were giving you what you're looking for yourself, ultimately. And then you will always be disappointed, because after a little while say, oh, that was an illusion. I fell for it. He deceived me. He let me down. This is how it happens when sects and other organizations come into being. They make one person special. He can give it to me. And then after a while, it doesn't work. And he let me down. You can come here, sit here for this evening, and go away and say, well, the speaker let me down. He didn't give me myself. You wouldn't say that, because it's an unconscious movement of looking for oneself. I thought he would give us 6 techniques of that, and 8 steps to this, and 14 this, and 16 that. But we didn't get any of this. And we walked out empty-handed. And that's because you were looking for something that nothing and nobody can give you. But if you could sit here knowing yourself as the aware presence in which this experience happens, sensing the field of now, which is the same, sensing the field in which this perception happens. One early 20th century teacher called it self-remembering. This can easily be misunderstood, and people might think they have to think about themselves. It's not that. It's deeper than that. So then you realize that the speaker never had anything to give you, nor did you need anything of what really matters, which is yourself, the essence of your being. And then to walk away here empty-handed will be a beautiful thing. Very empty. So much so that there is one religion that used that word emptiness to describe the ultimate that a human being can realize. And then the scholars come, Buddhism, for those of you who don't know, uses that word emptiness as the ultimate. Buddha used it. And the scholars come and start thinking about what that could possibly mean.